Kolesnikov Mass Timbers expansion project is moving forward as the company has secured land from the city of Castlegar and a $6.7 million grant from the provincial government. Kolesnikov has entered into a lease to purchase agreement with the city of Castlegar for a new facility on a 7.5-hectare portion of 195 Highway 3A near the new FedEx building at the West Kootenay Regional Airport lands. We appreciate the city's support, efficiency, and collaboration as we considered and finalized this location, said Kolesnikov's chief financial officer Crystal Seed. In a public notice of disposition, the city of Castlegar said the property will be subject to a 3-year lease to purchase agreement with monthly base rent set at $39,770 and applied toward the purchase price of $2.25 million. The money received for the purchase will flow into the city's land reserves fund. The grant is coming from BC's Manufacturing Jobs Fund. We welcome this up to $6.7 million grant and the province's ongoing support of mass timber and value-added wood products that can be used in sustainable construction projects including affordable housing, schools, workforce housing and other much-needed infrastructure, said Chris Kolesnikov, Kolesnikov's chief operating officer. We are proud to achieve significant economic and social benefit from our existing and limited local timber supply. Mass timber construction is one small but important solution to the bigger forestry issue of ongoing uncertainty around allowable fiber, and we look forward to ongoing discussions with government to increase certainty and supply. Related. New mass timber rules boost for Castlegar manufacturer. Brenda Bailey, Minister of Jobs, Economic Development and Innovation said, "We're taking action to increase the available supply of housing that's needed throughout BC by partnering with sustainable mass timber producers like Kolesnikov. Through the BC Manufacturing Jobs Fund, we are showcasing and growing our Made in BC. Advanced wood products while creating stronger local economies and sustainable jobs." Kolesnikov says the new facility will add over 100 local jobs to the company's current employee base of about 320 people across the two existing mass timber and sawmill facilities. It will be constructed using Kolesnikov's own mass timber technology and products. This new expansion will focus on prefabricated mass timber and cross-laminated timber modularized building products that will be used for rapid housing construction. The new product line will allow Kolesnikov to offer complete wood solutions for prefabricated housing and multi-story family structures using mass timber. Kolesnikov plans to open the new facility later this year.